Well, after meeting for an hour yesterday, President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are no closer to a deal on the federal debt and spending, even though the clock is ticking. Here's McCarthy.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at. I didn't see any new movement.
The U.S. Treasury will run out of money in a few short weeks. President Biden and the Treasury Secretary say economic calamity will ensue if the U.S. can't pay its bills. McCarthy and Republicans want spending cuts. Biden wants to hold off on that and raise the debt ceiling and pay bills.
I made clear during our meeting that default is not an option. Repeated that time and again. America is not a deadbeat nation.
Well, yesterday, we spoke with a Democrat who's been in the room where these deals were made. Today, a Republican, Neil Bradley, former aide to Kevin McCarthy, but also deputy chief of staff to House Majority Leader Eric Cantor in 2011, when Republicans and Democrats staked out the same positions on the debt ceiling and the U.S. came within days of defaulting. He's now chief policy officer at the Chamber of Commerce. And Neil, back in 2011, not only did the country come close to default, but the credit rating was lowered, even though you all did eventually come to a deal and you started meeting long before Biden and McCarthy. So today, are you worried, hopeful?
Well, I think that, to your point, the thing that has worried us for months now was that we would have liked to have seen real conversations between the president and the bipartisan congressional leadership weeks ago. I think the good news today is what came out of yesterday's meeting is a commitment that the staffs are meeting on a daily basis and the president and the elected leaders will get together on Friday.
Well, yesterday we heard from your friend and then staff director for Democrats on the House Budget Committee. This is Tom Kahn. He called this the most dangerous time in history on the debt ceiling. By the way, do you agree?
Tom's right about that. And I think the biggest problem today that we face is that a very short window to get a deal and increased risk of miscalculation. I don't believe that either side wants to default. They want to reach a resolution. But it's really easy for either side to assume that something's going to break their way at the very last moment. And then if it doesn't, to kind of stumble our way into default.
Okay, you say increased risk of miscalculation. Your friend Tom Kahn said the danger is that it's Republicans on the far right, much more on the far right than they were in 2011. They want extreme spending cuts or no deal on lifting the debt ceiling. What would you say to Republicans today who are saying, we don't care if the government defaults, we kind of think it's a mess anyway and too many employees. You know, there is that attitude. Tom said something to Democrats who wouldn't accept spending cuts. What would you say to Republicans who don't seem to care about the default?
That they're wrong, that a default would be economically catastrophe. Tom's also right that both sides need to compromise here. Let's be clear. The bill that passed the House of Representatives can't pass the Senate and cannot become law, nor can a clean debt limit pass the House or the Senate or become law. So the compromise is somewhere in the middle. It is not the level of cuts that Republicans are seeking, but it's also no cuts and no negotiations, which Democrats are insisting on. So there are real middle grounds here that aren't draconian towards either side, and that's where you're going to find compromise. You heard the president himself yesterday say that he was willing to look at rescinding unspent COVID money. That's an important part of what is likely to be any deal here.
But again, this is negotiating spending in a forum that's supposed to be about paying bills.
Also, no, that's not true. Oh. If you look back at every time we've adopted caps or plans on discretionary spending in 2011, it was done as part of the debt limit discussions. If you go back to the early 1990s, it was done around discussions around the debt limit. Even when we had caps in the 1980s on overall spending, both mandatory and discretionary, it was done in the context of negotiations over the debt. So this idea that spending caps aren't connected to the debt is just not true. And it works both ways, by the way. Speaker Pelosi, a few years ago, when President Trump was in office, insisted on lifting the discretionary spending caps as part of a debt limit deal. So there is a long history here of the total spending levels being negotiated around and then attached to changes in the debt limit.
And you're kind of making my point. Some would say, why not just change that once and for all and just figure out a way, you know, even going forward maybe, of removing the spending questions from the debt questions.
I guess the question then would be, when will people get around to discussing the spending questions?
Yeah, during the spending discussions. But what do you think is going to happen, Neil Bradley?
I think we're going to go right up to the wire, similar to 2011. I do think a deal will be reached. I think it remains unclear whether at the last minute there is a short-term deal to allow people to keep negotiating to reach that bigger agreement.
Okay, thank you, Neil. Neil Bradley, former Republican debt ceiling negotiator and current Chamber of Commerce Chief Policy Officer.